in the clubhouse with Shane Bieber. Shane, obviously, come off a career high in pitches and innings pitched. How do you feel the day after?
Good, really good. It's hard not to feel good after what was really just a really good ball game. In general, I feel like we played really well in all three, four, however many facets of the game. I feel like we did a really good job. And yeah, obviously, my line was pretty good, but there were a lot of great plays that helped me get there. So it's hard not to feel good after anything like that.
One of those great plays, and you mentioned it yesterday, was Jordan Luplow, his throw. And you said how that kind of got you going. How does that work?
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, if you just think about how that inning would have played out, if whether he stays on second or save at third, end up giving up two more singles after that, one of them maybe being an infield one, or maybe that was a different inning. But, they probably score a run there. It's 2-1, and you know, at least one run in that inning if he's not thrown on a third. So really just gave us an extra life. And it was just a huge play, and it was a hustle play, and just everything that went into it, it was huge. So you just love to see that from any one of your teammates, and it was big time.
We're talking with Shane Bieber in the Indians clubhouse. Being a part of a rotation that always is extremely competitive with one another, how much do you benefit from that, being the young guy? It's really fun. Trying to prove himself.
It's fun. We all push each other. I think we talk a lot of smack, but it all comes from a really good place, and we all want the best for each other. And I think anybody will tell you that healthy competitiveness from whatever group within a team, whether it's outfielders, position players, or pitchers, whether it's bullpen or starting staff, whatever it may be, that healthy competitiveness can really drive guys. And I think when it comes from a good place like it does with this team, I think it's awesome. It's awesome team bonding, and like I said, it drives guys to be better.
Do you think guys like Anderson and Rodriguez are set to start over the next couple of days? Do you think they can benefit from that and coming into this kind of environment?
Absolutely. They've already done a great job coming in tough spots this year, and it's early, and we're going to need them, and we know they're going to step up, and they're going to do just fine, and they're going to do they're going to help us win a lot of games here this year, and it's going to be huge.
When you come off an outing like you did yesterday, and this is the last question for you, mm-hmm. What do you think of, does it excite you for what your potential is and how good you could end up being, knowing how good you are already?
Yeah, but I think I try not to let myself, not to get too far ahead of myself.
Sure.
I think there are a lot of things I could have improved on last night. It's kind of just how the game goes. Maybe some lucky plays or some really good defense behind me. But there are a lot of things to work on, and that's kind of what you need to focus on moving forward.
Shane, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem.